Yes, hi, this is John White. I'm at NAEA in Frisco, Texas, and I'm speaking with Trisha Turner, one of our members. She's had some recent successes that we'd like to highlight. Trisha, it's good to have you with us.
You.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you? How long have you been a real estate agent? And what's going on? I guess let's start with how long have you been in real estate?
I've been licensed in the state of Texas since 1992. I am a broker now. I just got my broker's license in January of this year, so I have my own brokerage and I have 16 agents that work with me.
Wow.
And my mark, yeah, so we're like killing it over here. I've got new ones coming every week. Our market area is in the Katy Fulcher area, which is west of Houston, headed towards San Antonio, and we are just dominating this area.
Nice. And how did you hear about NAEA?
I got an email from Michael Reese and Jay Kinder inviting me to a luncheon in the Sugar Land area. I believe it was in May.
Okay.
I went to the luncheon having never heard of NAEA before and did not know what to expect, but was totally impressed with them and everything that they talked about during the luncheon. And I wanted to leave there, kind of think about joining the program because I never do anything impulsively. So I went home that night, decided overnight, yeah, I want to be part of this. So I called the next day to submit my application, and my market area is already gone. So I was like devastated because I totally wanted to be a part of this. And I continued to follow up for a couple of weeks, seeing if there was any chance I could get in this market area. And I got a phone call back finally after a couple of weeks, and they said, you know what? We think there's enough business there for you to be involved in there too. So we're going to open it up and invite you in. And it has been amazing ever since. So that was probably the end of May that I got in.
Wow. Okay, so then you'll be let's see, have you attended ramp camp yet? No, you haven't.
Have not attended ramp camp. There was one scheduled for May, but because I got involved late May, I missed that one. And now there's one scheduled for the end of July, which I already had a vacation plan for, so I am scheduled for the next one in September and can't wait.
Wow. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you there. But in the meantime, and I guess this is where I was headed with this conversation. I've heard a rumor, a good one, that you recently went on a listing appointment and beat out someone's family member for that listing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. One of the ISAs called for me because of market data, of course, got a hold of these sellers, scheduled an interview for me. The sellers let the ISA know up front that they would be interviewing me, another top producer in our area, and that their son was a successful real estate agent in Colorado, and his wife's best friend was here in our market area, and she also would be on the interview. And most likely, they would probably be going with her because she's part of the family, but they would go ahead and let me schedule my interview. So I went over there knowing full well what I was up against. So of course, I was very prepared for my appointment, was in there with the sellers. I was the second interview. I was in there with the sellers for about 2.5 hours. It was awesome. They were very impressed. I thought they were going to sign that day, but they said they needed to do their due diligence and follow up with their third interview, which was the family member, and they would let me know the next day after meeting with her. Well, the next day rolls around. I don't hear from them by like mid-afternoon, and I knew their appointment was in the morning with her. So I reach out to them again, and they let me know that they had enjoyed their conversation with her much more than they thought, and that they had not made their decision, and they needed some time to think about it. So, of course, then I went back into sales mode and continued to remind them of all of the tools that we offer, all of the
Nice.
things that we do differently than other real estate agents, things that no one even thinks about doing, and ways that we can net them more when we sell their home, and reinforced all of the same things I had talked about the day before. Next day rolls around, still nothing. So I call them again, follow up with them again. They're
It's all in the
still
follow-up.
deciding.
It's in the follow-up.
Yeah. They are still thinking about it. They're not sure. They're really on the fence. And they let me know that this family member has something else she wishes to share with them. And I'm thinking, well, what in the world could that be? So I break out one of my white pages that NAEA created for me. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to send you some more stuff too. So I send them that, and I've got an interview that was done for a magazine that I was in a few months ago. So I sent them that too, and so I just started unleashing everything on them that I could. He sends me back an email, and I do a lot of video marketing too, so I send him a video as well, kept on this. Day four rolls around, and I follow up with him in the morning. They are still not sure, uncertain, but promises he will let me know by the end of the day. So again, fourth time, I am selling myself again, just having a great conversation, reminding him everything that I do. He finally sends me a text message about 9 o'clock that night. You're in. I've already let the others know. I will talk to you tomorrow. So, yeah, 4 days of, oh my gosh, fighting for that. That's probably the most I've ever had to fight for a listing. And honestly, if I wouldn't have had the tools that you guys provided, I don't know that I would have gotten that listing because, you know, that was a family member. So that was some, you know, some tough blood there. And they really liked her, apparently. So I got that listing. And I'm working it now. It's a beautiful listing. And because of that listing, we did an open house. Of course, we went active on a Friday, did an open house that Saturday. And I had a neighbor come in that I had already kind of heard was thinking about selling. And I was prepared for her. So I got her house, too, which we just went live on Friday. So two doors
down.
That's
so great. That's so great. Congratulations on both of these, by the way.
Yeah, they're amazing. And the sales price or the list price on both is pretty good. One's $595, one's $585, so not too bad.
Okay, no,
yeah,
that's great. Yeah. Well, and those are also not your only recent successes which have come through your affiliation with NAEA, right?
Not at all. I had a phone call the other day. Israel called me, the ISA.
Hold on.
Let me know.
Okay, Israel's the ISA.
He's the one that calls on my behalf.
Okay.
Yep, he calls on my behalf and schedules my appointment. I got an email and a phone call from him letting me know that he had scheduled an appointment for me for, it was last Friday evening, so I went on this listing appointment. I was in there with the sellers for a little over an hour, had all of my stuff, I was prepared, had everything that we bring to our interviews, and after I spent that much time with these sellers, they told me that they had just finished interviewing the day before. They had spent all week interviewing other real estate agents in the area, people they had contacted through friends and family and such, and they had made a decision the day before that they weren't going to interview anymore until all of a sudden they get this phone call from Israel. And Israel says, well, he talks about some of the tools that we offer with NAEA and some of the things that we can do, which is stuff they had never heard before. So they agreed to allow one more interview, and that was me. And so I spent an hour going over everything with them. I talked about our program, how we'll net more. I talked about staging. I talked about a home warranty. I talked about everything that no other agent had mentioned to them in all of their interviews. They called me yesterday, and I got that listing, and we will go live next week, and that one's priced at $495. So not too bad.
No, yeah, that's so great, Tricia. It sounds like you're doing very well in a very competitive area.
Very competitive.
So.
And honestly, these sellers, this last listing I just got, I would have never even known about them had Israel not called. And when I finally got the listing, they were like, you know what? How did you even know that we were thinking of selling? Because we weren't advertising it. We weren't out looking for
that's
agents.
Funny.
And I told them, Israel, it's our tools that we use, it's the money that we spend, it's our marketing, it's our analytics. We know things that you guys don't know, and it's just that they were very impressed with our program.
No, that's great. That's great. Tricia, thanks so much for sharing those successes with us. We're so glad to
hear it.
You're
welcome.
All right. Okay, well, have a good one, and this will go live, this talk.
Good.
All right.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.